Well, I live in Brevard County, and there was a gentleman named Wilton Didge who had been wrongfully convicted of rape in Brevard County. And as the facts came to light with DNA evidence, it was clear that Mr. Didge was innocent of such a crime. And after spending 23 years in jail, and I really felt bad for him. I led the charge to make reforms so that a person who is wrongfully convicted can actually be compensated for each year they're in prison. And I come from this from a unique perspective because my dad is actually a retired FBI agent involved in major cases like Abscam, the French Connection, you name it. And I really felt that if we're going to make sure that justice is served, it must go both ways. Make sure people who violate the law are prosecuted and put into jail, but also the innocent are compensated, God forbid, should they be wrongfully convicted. And then finally, this year, a person came forward as well, also from Brevard County. His name is Bill Dillon, and he was in much the same case for being convicted, this case in murder. And he was found to be wrongfully convicted. And so I believe an innocence commission will help us dramatically change what's happening right now in Florida, where in the very, very few cases where there is wrongful imprisonment, we need to do everything we can to make sure the evidence is solid and only those who are truly guilty are behind bars.
Now, you successfully got a Senate budget amendment passed that allocates $200,000 for the commission. The way I understand it, it's not new money per se, but rather funds that are being transferred from one part of the court budget to another. How does that work?
That's exactly right. As we all know, our economy is not doing well. The state government is actually spending about $8 billion less than it did a few years ago. We were spending around $74 billion at the height of our economy. We're now only spending $66 billion, again, very much unlike Washington. And so what we wanted to do is maximize the use of funds that already exist. And in this case, we felt that an innocence commission is not only, of course, trying to serve justice best, but also make sure that we do things right so these things never happen again. Because each year a person's behind bars, it costs around $50,000 to keep that person behind bars. And obviously, if the person is not there, that's saving the taxpayers money, but more importantly, giving someone freedom back that was wrongfully convicted.
Now, how does that funding look with regards to the House budget? Does it look like it's going to go through?
I feel confident that it will go through. There are some people in the House who had some concerns. I've hopefully made those concerns go away. And I think it's, again, a small sum of money in a large, large budget to make sure that someone is not behind bars. We can only imagine, Lisa, that being behind bars for 22 with Wilton Dodge or 27 years with Bill Dillon for a crime you never committed. And we want to make sure that nightmare never happens to someone else. And I think this is a great start, especially with the help from FSU law students who would be help man this program and make sure that all evidence trails are fully investigated.